Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
We want to welcome everyone here to Voice Ministries. We want to welcome you to the prophetic meeting place. We're so thankful that you're here. Is anyone this your first time? Any first-timers? Well, we're glad that you're here. Yeah, let's give the Lord a thank you for them. Bless you guys. Bless you guys. Well, as many of you know, most of you know, this night has been dedicated. And we have a healing night, and we have other nights for the meeting place. And this night is dedicated for the prophetic ministry. And so for at least 2 years now, at least seems like it's been more than that, maybe 3 years, 2.5 years. We've been doing the prophetic meeting place, and we've been bringing teachings, and we minister from the stage, and we also do personal prophecies at the end. And I just wanted to let you know, we're really thankful. We've been praying for some time. Now, just to give you a little bit of a history, we've been in this building now for 5 years. And to my knowledge, I have to look back and tally the numbers, but I believe that we keep a record as about 7,000 prophetic words have been ministered to while we were in this place. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Isn't that awesome? 7,000 prophecies. And, you know, there's other ministries that are also doing the prophetic and ministering and things, and we're so thankful for that. And but we're at a time where God is taking the prophetic team here. We used to be named Rhema as far as the personal prophecy team, but we're changing the name. We're renaming the prophetic ministry at Voice at Large to Inspire. Okay, so it won't be long. You'll see probably T-shirts and banners and things like that, and we still have the School of Prophets and things for the equipping, but. As a whole, the prophetic ministry, there's a lot of growth that's been going on, a lot of change. But the prophetic ministry team, which labor, if you see someone, if you get a chance to connect with one of the prophetic team members, I want you, the prophetic team, to stand up real quick. Just, if you're on the prophetic team, stand up real quick and let everyone see who you are. Okay. All right. Is that everyone? Seems like there was more here tonight. I'm not seeing. Okay. All right, let's give the Lord a hand for these guys. Yeah, yeah. You talk about laboring. It's like a prophecy machine that we've been doing here for 5 years, and the lines are hardly ever small. We hate to turn anyone away, but times we have to. And so there are so many people who have been faithful to stand on the wall as prophetic watchmen to minister encouragement and life to God's children. And we're so thankful for the opportunity to be a part of this. But God is making a turn with us. Even as we are moving and we're going to a new location, it's interesting because the prophetic ministry is also shifting in how we minister and how we function. And I just wanted to take just a quick moment to let you know the changes. Most of you, if not all of you, if you didn't get a sheet when you came in the door, we want to make sure you get a sheet that lets you know some of the changes that are going to take place on the prophetic. They're orange sheets. And we want to let you know that for the personal prophetic ministry, starting in May, that there's new opportunities for prophetic ministry on different days and at different times. You can get prophetic ministry at the meeting place night on the first Tuesday of each month. What we're doing tonight. Okay, this is going to change, okay? We're going to be changing the format of what the service has been like on this night. We got clear direction from the Lord how he is, I believe he is upgrading us. He is inviting us to something that's even better than what's been going on. And so you're going to see next month, if you're able to come, you're going to see where a lot of what we're doing is more directed in an exchange between the Lord and us. As we interact with the Lord, this is going to be something like a... How many of you are familiar with IHOP sets? Okay? It's going to be something similar to that. But it's going to be very much where God gives us a present truth word or a scripture. And then what we're going to do is we're going to appeal to God to release this or to make it happen or to prophesy. And then we're going to give God an opportunity to respond back to us. And it may be through a prophetic message. It may be through our prophetic word or through song. There's going to be dance. There's going to be art. We're going to do as much as the Lord allows and the timing that the Lord allows so that the prophetic spirit will have as much of an opportunity to express himself as he would like. And so this is going to be something that as we grow into this and you get familiar with how it works, that this isn't like only for a select few. The idea behind all that we've been doing in the prophetic ministry is to help cultivate a culture that is hungry to hear the voice of God and understand what God is saying for themselves. Never meant to be a substitute. Amen? It's only meant to enhance your spirituality, to give you a hunger to hear God for yourself. So the prophetic ministry can confirm and share new things, but it's never to be a substitute. It's never to be something that is even like, what I would call entertainment. Whenever you get a prophecy, even if it's something that really excites you, you want to take it seriously and steward that word. And so we are believing that God is saying now that there's been several years, and God is saying now, you know what? I've sowed seeds of love in my word over this region for several years, and now I'm getting ready to do a new thing, and I believe he is inviting us to come up to a different level. Now, we're going to also be doing the prophetic ministry like we do in the rooms, but we're going to be really hitting one night a month where we're going to have all teams on deck, and we're going to be getting as many people as we can done that one night the way we've traditionally done it. Then we will have this night, and then if you want prophetic ministry outside of those times, you will be able to come in an IHOP set. And we will have teams that will be in that set, and you can sign up and get prophetic ministry there. So the prophetic rooms are going to change in some ways. Obviously they're going to change a lot as we move to another location. But the idea is that this is meant to be something that you get two or three prophetic words a year. And you steward those words, and then you learn to hear God on your own. It's never meant to be something that's recreational. Are you with me? Every prophetic word you get, you're accountable for, and then there's a trial and a test that goes with each one. So some who've gotten six or seven in a year, you guys know who I'm talking about. You guys got some things, you got some payment going on, right? So if you're wondering why things have been hard or why you've been being tested, it's not the enemy, it's the Lord. Yeah? He's making you into who he wants you to be. And when you get a prophetic word, you need to take it seriously. You get a dream, you need to take it seriously. Sometimes we think we don't have to worry about those things. But how many of us know that God doesn't waste his breath? He's not a man, and he doesn't just say things that mean nothing. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 that whenever God speaks something, that it won't return void. It won't return empty, but it will fulfill the purpose and will complete the task which God intended it to fulfill and complete. God's word is all power, and he doesn't waste his words. So how many of us have a stack of prophetic words on our shelves that we need to go through? Yeah? So we need to be better stewards with our prophecies. Yeah, we need to take them more seriously. But then it'll be rarer and rarer for us to need a prophecy. Don't be afraid. Some of you are like, whoa, don't do that to me. Don't put me into shock right now. No, we're not trying to be hard on you. We're not trying to do that. What we're trying to do is follow the leading of the Lord. And as many of you notice on the back of your CDs, we've been trying to make sure, every 3 months. Sometimes people want to come in every 3 weeks. Or less. And so, not trying to pick on you, give you a hard time. We're glad that you love prophecy. But things are changing and shifting, and we're accountable to the Lord. And so we're doing some new things. Doesn't God say there's a time to get off of the milk and get onto the meat, right? And so we want to get into the deeper, greater, wider, and more mature things in the realms of the prophetic. So there's going to be the prophetic meeting place next month. It'll look different. And I hope that you come. There, we will still have personal prophetic ministry up front, 1 or 2 minute prophecies. You need to bring your own recording devices for that. In the prophetic rooms, we're going to be doing, starting after next month, we'll finish this month, we will be doing ministry primarily where it's the prophetic rooms. We'll be hitting that hard all in one night. So we'll have maybe 7 teams available. So we'll be able to do quite a bit more than we normally do. And so anyway, just take your sheets. We're going to be giving you more and more news and updating this stuff more in the future. I just have a quick message tonight, and I want to go to ministry. I found this lesson online. I liked it. There were some things that were said in here that God was speaking to me directly and personally. How many of you know who Charles Stanley is? Yeah, good guy, isn't he? He's a real father in the Lord. And he has an outline here that is it's a good outline. It's something to take to heart and to follow if you want to learn to hear God's voice in a greater way. I just want to emphasize to you, you know, my wife and I, we are called to steward the prophetic ministry in this region. And I believe that it's not only in this region, it's in the future, but other things we'll be able to help others with because how God has trained us and enabled us. And because of the loving people that have been around us, support us and help us to be successful in what God is calling us to. And but our heart is to lead you to a hunger for those of you who haven't been there, or who aren't doing this or aren't used to it, to help instill within you the value of hearing God for yourself. Some people don't believe God speaks to them. And I will tell you right now, that right there is a lie that you want to go after to kill. You want to find the root of that lie, or whatever the source of it is, and go after it and kill it because it's not true. The truth is that as long as you love the Lord Jesus and you have asked him to be your Lord and your Savior, you have an inheritance in God that he will speak to you and commune with you. That's part of your inheritance. It's part of who God has promised that he would be to us. He says, my sheep hear my voice. There's many scriptures that we could dive into. The thing that I want to emphasize to you is, I remember hearing God on my own for the first time. I remember going through the process of trying to figure out whether I was hearing God or not. I would examine the scriptures. You know, I spent a lot of study time alone. And I don't know about you, but I have quite an imagination. And so there would be things that I would be listening for, and I couldn't tell if it was me or God. I honestly didn't know. And at the time, this was probably about 15 or 16 years ago, there really wasn't a lot of prophetic training going on anywhere. There really wasn't a lot of people that I could go and talk to and say, how do you do what you're doing? There were some people that every now and then would get it right. But most people were either afraid, unequipped, didn't know, or weren't sure, but heard of other people who could. You guys know what I'm talking about? It wasn't that long ago. And I just got this passion in my heart because I don't know about you, but when I study the Bible, I look at the Bible, I only gain so much understanding through my natural mind of who God is, how I can live, what my liberties are, what God's direction is for my life. Yeah? I need God to speak to me. If I'm thinking about, if I could only hear the voice of God, he could give me specific insight for my life right now, right where I'm at. Are you guys with me? And this is what I longed for in my life. And I'm still longing for more of it. I pursued it. I went after it. I sought the Lord. I did everything that I could. I would pay money to go places and learn to hear God. How many of you ever paid money to go somewhere to learn how to hear God? I hope in the future I'll see more hands raised. What better thing could you invest in? Many of us will upgrade a car, upgrade our home, upgrade our clothing, upgrade our lifestyle. We'll go out to restaurants, we'll buy new rims for our car, we'll do certain things. But to invest in our spirituality, Come on. You know what? If you have a hunger and a passion, there's no substitute. Is there? Is there a substitute for hearing God for yourself? If you want it, go for it. Who's stopping you? Is there anybody stopping you? Save your money up. I did. And there's other people who have too. It's because I had a passion. It's like, I've got to hear His voice. I've got to learn what He's saying to me. I just had a dream. I don't know what it means, but I've got to know what it means. The King of Kings is talking to me. He has a message for me. And I don't know what He's saying. How can we not be stirred and motivated to give ourselves to learning to how He speaks to us? Are you guys with me? I'm not trying to correct or rebuke or pick on anybody. What I'm trying to do is exhort you and encourage you to go higher. We will spend $300 because we have to at work to take a course on PowerPoint or Excel or something like this. Or if we hear of such and such, we'll do this. But when it comes to our own spirituality, sometimes we're kind of cheapskates. Yeah, I don't want to buy a $25 audio set. Are you kidding me? It should be free. We think sometimes that everything in the kingdom of God has got to be free. But where does this money all come from? I mean, there's the issue of sowing and reaping. And God, I mean, let's just say this. Janet, you've got a story, don't you? You have stories and stories. And there is roads that she has had to go through. That it has taken her fighting and hanging on with faith for the God that she loves and the God that adores her. And as she writes her book or does a series, and it's meant to help lead her on her call or help advance her in who she's called to be, why would $10 or $15 or $20 be unheard of to buy an audio series, especially when we can gain from that wisdom? How many of you know we can't go down every road by ourselves? But others have gone down roads and they've learned things, and we can apply that to our lives. I have invested and gained so much by hearing audio tapes from those who are more experienced than me, who have gone through things that I haven't. Books, CDs. These things are resources in the kingdom that God has given us to help us with our spirituality. It's never supposed to substitute the Bible, but complement the Bible. Are you with me? So things are even getting cheaper with MP3s and PDFs and all this stuff. But you know, oftentimes we don't think to invest. We don't think to give. And what I want to do is I'm going to tell you, and let's just take the topic of money and put aside and just say, your time, your energy, your heart, your passion to invest in hearing God for yourself. Do you know the fruit that has come out of my life from investing and hearing God for myself? Thousands of prophetic words, teams has been trained up, so on and so forth. If God can use me in this way, He can absolutely use you in this way. If you knew my history and where I came from and what I used to be like, it would shock you. If it's bad, and you can get a picture in your mind, that's what I was involved in. The very opposite of the lifestyle of God is what I lived for many years. Thank God for my mom and my grandmother who put seeds in me as a little boy. So many times I wanted to die. I wanted to kill myself. I just couldn't hate. I couldn't stand my life. I could never find satisfaction or fulfillment. I went and looked for it in so many other places but God. Because we all know God's a bummer, right? He's boring. You know, and so, yeah, we think the God of all creation is boring. So I need to go get drunk, or I need to go, you know, do this thing or break this law or whatever. And now I'm so much better off. Well, anyway, the truth was is that God had me on a collision course with destiny like He has each one of you. And I made the same choices that you make. My life has been hard. I don't know about you, but it's been hard. You got anybody tested? Has your life been hard? Been challenging? Well, welcome to the kingdom of God, right? Who in the Bible didn't have it hard? What great man or woman of God didn't have a challenging life? I can't think of any of them. In fact, the ones that you don't see much about like that, you don't hear much about them also in the Bible. But we're called to be change makers. We're supposed to be those who help steward the kingdom of God, to be Christ on the earth. I mean, did Jesus have it easy? I mean, if God didn't spare his own son, how is he going to spare us? I mean, we're his sons and daughters, but this came through adoption, right? I mean, there was a price to pay. There was Jesus paid the ultimate price. So I just want to encourage you tonight. This lesson here is just kind of meant for you to take and scout. There's much more things that you can read, but this is just like for anyone who's curious. If you're thinking, well, you know, I've taken a few steps, here's some decent steps that you can take. I mean, if you want to know more, you can come and get involved in the School of Prophets class, or there's a lot of other materials. Hook up with someone who's on the prophecy team, or call the office at Voice. Ask how you can get how you can work at growing to hear God's voice. Some of you don't hear in the aspect of hearing. Hearing is kind of like a general term for receiving revelation from God. And sometimes it's not so much about hearing, but it's you see things. You close your eyes, you see pictures. Sometimes it's illustrations, like even cartoon. You think, God doesn't talk like that. One of our biggest problems is we make assumptions of how God should speak to us. And we put boundaries and standards and say, well, if God doesn't speak to me this way, I'm not going to say it. Big mistake. Big mistake. We can't dictate to God how he communicates. We would love his language to be English, but we're talking about the creator of the spoken word, period. The creator of all languages. Yeah? The author of speech. And we want to have him, all right, God, if you're going to speak to me, it has to be thus, thus, and such, and thus, thus, and you need to, you know, pick it up. That still small voice, that doesn't work for me. Amp it up a little bit. We got to do things God's way, don't we? He takes us through a process that shapes us and makes us. And if you feel uncomfortable, that's the point. If you don't feel comfortable with it, and there's something you're going through, there's probably some fear you're being eliminated. There's some deeper trust that's being worked in you and God. Just like Peter getting out of the boat. Imagine yourself every time you're hearing God and you want to trust something, like Peter getting out of the boat. It takes faith. And so you're not in this alone. Most of us feel insecure to say that God told us anything. But remember, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. You're not the same person you were born to be. You're a new creation. And it has been given to us to be partakers of the divine nature. So when we have the divine nature, we can know, I'm not, you know what, this isn't my natural mind. This right here is the supernatural mind. Sometimes is what you focus on or you fear on, you empower and you strengthen. You're so afraid of maybe, when I say you, I mean us. We're so afraid sometimes of making a mistake or that it could be the enemy, that we actually give the enemy credit for things that God's doing, but we empower the enemy in our life. And we make the enemy to have more power than God. How many of you know that the enemy is a puny, weakling, nothing to God? A puny, weakling, nothing to God. God is not worried about the enemy. He's not up there thinking, what do I do next? Oh my goodness, I never saw this coming. Now what? Let's hold a meeting. Come on, get everyone. Come on, angels. He doesn't do that. The enemy is so much nothing of a concern to God. But we are the apple of his eye. You are the apple of his eye. He wants to talk to you. He wants to encourage you. He wants you to know what's on his heart. He doesn't want you to be in the place of not knowing. We'll never get over the issue of faith and mystery while we're on this earth. So that's always going to be part of our life. I mean, did David have mystery? Did he know when he was anointed that Saul was going to run around, chase him, and try and kill him? How about Joseph? Okay, he was thrown into prison. Did he know that he was going to go through all those things? God allows there to be mystery and faith for the process that he takes us through. So we're never going to eliminate that. But God wants to give us clarity. He wants us to know what's on his heart for our life. So I want to exhort you tonight to invest in your own spirituality. Take the time and the effort to seek the Lord, to find out what you need to be doing to understand the way God speaks. How did Jesus speak? Did he speak clear in a way that everyone would understand? No, he spoke in parables, didn't he? So that they wouldn't understand. You think, why would God do that? Because if we don't have a heart to do what he's telling us to do, he's saving us. It's his mercy. The greater the clarity, the greater the cost. We want to know what God's doing. Let's, I want God's will. I want God's will. He'll give you his will and let you know when you're really ready to walk it out. Because it's his mercy not to show you something that you're going to be accountable for that you're not willing to walk out. God loves us so much. So I want to encourage you to make a commitment. Now, can you imagine how many of you here are married? Okay. Can you imagine loving your spouse without talking to them and hearing what they're saying to you? I'm going to leave that one alone. Unlike earthly relationships, it doesn't matter how hard it is. If God wants to say something to me, I want to hear it. How many of you, all of you, had a parent of some kind, right? Yeah? So how would your life be if you couldn't hear people speaking to you? It'd be pretty challenging, wouldn't it? It helps to give us a different appreciation for those who have actual hearing problems. But you know what? You could still speak through sign language. So when I'm speaking about hearing, I mean communication at all. Do you think that God would really not want you to know what it is on his heart for you? That is so key. When I began to hear God for myself, it changed my self-worth completely. I became a new person. I went from an orphan to a son right then. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Went from an orphan to a son. I had value. And it caused my intimacy with God to explode. The passion that I had for him was nothing like what I had before. What I had before was minuscule. But when I began to know that he was talking to me, and you know, it didn't come from me just spending time alone. It came from me also connecting with others and saying, I think I'm hearing this. I think I'm feeling this. What do you think? And it means putting yourself out there, taking a chance of being embarrassed or looking bad. If we're going to do it, shouldn't we do it around those who are saints of God? If we're going to make an impact in the world, we need to get practiced up. Hebrews 5:14 says, solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. That's for each one of us. So you think about your spiritual senses, and you think about like a bodybuilder. What shape are you in right now? How often do you exercise those spiritual senses like spiritual muscles? So here is an outline for you. This outline is something that many of you will say, okay, I got this. Yeah, this is something that I think I've got. But some of you may not. And so I just wanted you to take this. There's other lessons and things. You just get on Google, man. Do a Google search. Hear the voice of God. One of the things I want to tell you is you're probably going to want to start learning how God speaks. And Jesus speaks in metaphorical, hidden, symbolic language. The Bible calls it dark speech. Why dark? Because it's hidden. It's hidden. He hides it. Remember the disciples? They didn't have any idea what Jesus was talking about half the time. And what did he say to them? How long will I endure you? How long will I put up with you? If you don't know this parable, how will you know all the parables? How many of you know that was an invitation for us to know all the parables? We are called to be stewards of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. That's your inheritance, each one of you, to be a steward over the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Now, how great are those mysteries? And answering and interpreting a dream is minute compared to other great mysteries. Yeah? So I want to challenge you in a loving way. This isn't a rebuke at all. This is an encouragement, because if you could see who I used to be and you could see what I did, there is no doubt that you guys could blow me out of the water doing it. If I can do it, you definitely can do it. Are you guys with me? You understand what I'm saying? Okay, we're going to have the ministers come up. What we're going to do is the Lord has a way of showing and causing you to be highlighted to us. And it's not something super spiritual most of the time. It's just you kind of stand out to us. If you're not chosen, it doesn't mean that you're not any more important or whoever is chosen is more spiritual than you. It's got nothing to do with that. Just right now, based on our own natural limitations as people, God is going to cause us to see in just a brief moment a couple of you that God wants us to minister to in this format. Okay, you guys know what I'm talking about? You guys with me? Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead then and start. A young lady in the middle, I'm pointing right at you. I think you got a striped shirt on. You have a black jacket. You're all the way sitting in the back. Yes, you. You don't have to stand unless you like to. What's your name? Okay, Daisy. Daisy. Okay, Daisy. Daisy, I see you dancing. And you, I don't know what your situation is, but I feel like if you don't dance for the Lord, you have a real celebratory type of heart, if I said that right, celebratory type of heart. You are someone who expresses yourself and your energy with God, not just by sitting still, but I believe that you have an exuberant personality and that you're very expressive in your worship. I hear the Lord say, daughter, this is a time that I'm taking you out of. It's like I see you in the middle of a group, and you're kind of in the middle. Sometimes you float towards the back, but you're in the middle. But I heard the Lord say that He's taking you from a mix, from amidst the group into in front of the group. And I feel like that He's been preparing you as a leader for some time, and that you've been in a preparation, you've been in a grooming period, and that you've been a leader since you were a child. But God has been like honing you and sharpening you, and how to handle that leadership in a way that doesn't affect you and take you out of the bounds of that of spirituality that you shouldn't cross. And it can be in areas, whatever it would be that the Lord would tell you. But He's been preparing you so that you could steward that call, you steward those gifts. I see a counselor in you, that there's a counselor quality and gifting in you. But I sense the Lord wants to reveal your identity in a greater way, who you are. And it's like maybe you've been in a time of saying, God, what's next? Where am I going? Who am I called to be? What is my inheritance? And I feel like God wants to begin to show you that. And as you come closer to Him during this time and giving more, I see it's going to become clearer to you. And I just sense that even some of the indecision or feeling like maybe you are in limbo or not quite sure, God is going to begin to eliminate that. And a greater knowing of who God's called you to be and what He's called you to do is going to become in your life. Okay? God bless you.
This gentleman right here in the, is that teal? Yes, you. What's your name?
Russell.
Russell, I just gazed upon you, and I saw you standing at the bottom of a mountain, and you were looking up, and you were looking at the mountain. And I felt like the Lord wanted you to know that just because you're waiting at the bottom of the mountain, it's not going to get any smaller. So He wants you to go ahead and take a step of faith. And I felt like the Lord wants you to know that you have the right stuff to climb the mountain, that He's equipped you. You're anointed and appointed for that which God has called you to do. And you think you're waiting on God, but He's waiting on you, okay? So the mountain's not going to get any smaller as you wait. So I felt like the Lord wanted to encourage you tonight to just go ahead. Just go ahead and take the step, and He'll take you by the hand and take you to the top without any bruises, okay? All right.
This gentleman about five people back. Yeah, Tanner, gray shirt, mustache. Yep, what's your name, sir?
Wayne.
Wayne, I felt like the Lord said that you've been through many seasons and that you've weathered many storms of the heart. But the Lord says you're still standing. You're still standing. And I felt like the Lord wanted you to know that He has a purpose. He has a destiny. He has a plan for you still. I saw like a fresh connect, like God wants to do a fresh connect between your heart and His. And I just sense that there's like this longing for truth, this longing for holiness that God has put with inside of you. And I just felt like the Lord said, I will do it. I will do it for you. And I saw the Lord like using you as a coach to coach many in the ways of the kingdom. And it was like I saw this athletic locker room. You know, you think of like smelly socks and dirty laundry. And I felt like the Lord said that he was going to use you to help to clean people up, that he's going to give you the keys of their hearts to unlock their hearts, and that he's going to show you that he's going to use you to show them the ways into the kingdom, the ways of initiation into the kingdom, and that you're going to be able to coach many in the ways of the kingdom. Amen.
Young man right there, you have a red and black jacket on. What's your name? Dave? Danny. Lord, I thank you for Danny. Danny, I heard it's time to hit the mark. And what I saw was that you had like an archery bow, and that there was a time in your life I felt that you felt like you missed the mark with relationships, you missed the mark with different things and opportunities that were before you. But I saw the Lord put a bow in your hand and put an arrow in your hand, and you hit the mark and you went for it. And I feel like you're coming into a season where you're going to hit the mark with your spiritual gifts. I feel like there's relationships, and I just feel like the Lord is really come alongside you in a powerful way to steer you. It's like your hand was jittery, but I see the Lord steady your hand, and I hear the Lord say steady. And I just see that you get out in faith out onto like a pier. You're just walking out, and I feel like the Lord is saying, you know, come away with me, and just to step out in faith and just to trust him. To see, and I hear him say steady. Steady, son, steady. So I just feel like it's time for you to really go for it and hit the mark of all the things that you've been really going after. Amen?
Young lady, I'm looking right at you. You have a blue shirt on. You have dark hair. Yeah, you. What's your name? Janelle? I also, for you, I heard leadership. And I heard the Lord say cleansing. I sense you've been going through a cleansing time. We all go through these. God takes us through cycles where it may be like for me, oftentimes it's the words of my mouth, whether I complain or whether I'm thankful. But it could be for you, you know, maybe there's fears or and I'm being hypothetical there. Anything at all that the God wants to remove from you so that you can come closer for promotion. It's a preparatory time. It's an invitation for greater intimacy. It's preparation for promotion. But I heard the Lord say leadership, and that you've been going through a cleansing. I feel like it's like a 2 or 3 years. You've been going through a process that God has been using to prepare you for new things. That you have a real hunger for more truth, to know the Lord, to be closer to him. And he's really proud of you, and you've kept your heart. I see that there are some who tried to draw you here or draw you, had choices where you've made serious choices to be deliberate about your pursuit of God. And the Lord is really happy with you, where you are, and how you have leaned into the plow, so to speak, and gone through this time of preparation and gone through this cleansing. But I just sense it's like I see springtime in a garden where all these bulbs and all these things are getting ready to pop up. And so I sense you're getting ready to come into a season of harvest, a season of spring season. The winter season, I feel like, is coming to an end. And now, do you play any kind of a musical stringed instrument of any kind? Okay. I see you with a violin. And sometimes when I see someone with a violin or a guitar, if it's not an invitation, the Lord telling you, you could do this if you want to, then often it can be the Lord is saying that he's calling you to serenade his heart. And that he would have you position yourself and a divine romance of heart to heart. So I hear the Lord say, position yourself to serenade him. That because as you do this, the Lord will not let you down. But there's a heart and a private time that he is leading you into. So God bless you.
Lady in the black jacket, about in the middle of the room. What's your name? Mary. Mary, I don't know if you have kids, but with the picture I saw you behind a stroller, and okay, but maybe my picture was wrong, but behind the stroller I saw you were praying, and you were like crying out to the Lord, you were thinking a lot, this type of thing, and So maybe it's, when I think of a stroller, maybe it's just a quiet time, you know? Right. But I just felt like what the Lord was saying, the message was that there's dreams that you've had in your heart. And there's things that you thought when you were young, you know, maybe one day this would happen or maybe one day that would happen. And I just feel like the Lord was saying, don't let go of the dreams that are in your heart. I saw, like, God positioning different people around you, and I feel like he said that there's people around you that are around you now that are going to play into the dreams that you had 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And I just feel like the Lord said, look for his divine connections. Look for what God's doing around you, because the dreams that he's put within you are still going to come to pass. They might look different than you thought, but I feel like God said, go for it, go for it. Don't let go of those things.
Gal in a black shirt, and you got the white thing in front of you. That's you. What's your name? Sandra? Zandra, with a Z. What I saw was a ladder going straight up, and I felt like the Lord was calling you to a higher place, and it wasn't leaning against anything. And you're like, Lord, it's not leaning against anything, you know? It's like, so I just felt like you've come in this, out of a season. I just feel that you've been weary, and that you're like, Lord, I don't even have the strength to climb this ladder. And I just hear him encouraging you to say, come up here. I want you to see what I see from this place. And even on the first step, you saw things from a different perspective. And you saw things. You saw your gifts in a different perspective. You saw people in a different perspective. You saw love for people that you didn't see before. And there was 10 different steps. And when you got to the top, it took your breath away of how you saw things from the Lord's perspective. I just sense that the Lord is opening your eyes to see things not from your own perspective, but from his perspective, to your spiritual gifts, your family, friends, and other people. And I feel like he's opening your eyes. And I saw you like with a telescope, and I feel like that you're not just here on a prophetic night, but I sense that you're prophetic. I feel like you're a seer and that you see things. And I just feel like the Lord is saying, trust it, that I've given you the ability to see things. Trust it. And he's given you that ability. And then you're at the top of the ladder and you're looking out and you're seeing things from his perspective. And you have that telescope. And just trust it. It's a gift he's given you. Amen.
This gentleman on the end with the navy shirt, with the glasses. Yes, sir, you. What is your name?
Brian.
Brian, I felt like the Lord was saying that you're shifting into a new season, that you have been in a season of on the potter's wheel, as it were. And I feel like the Lord wants you to know that he has designed you specifically for a specific task that he has for you. And that he wants you to know that the season is just about up and that you are ready. You have the right stuff. And so I feel like the Lord wants you to know, to encourage you, that because you've kind of put your dreams on a shelf and you felt like, you know, you tried and tried and tried and it hasn't come to pass and you've had some disappointment, you've had some delays, and you sort of just took a deep breath and thought, oh, well, you know. But God wants you to pull those dreams back out because he hasn't forgotten you, and that there is, I see you traveling. I just saw you getting on this ship, and I don't know what that means. You ask the Lord, pray into that, but I felt like the Lord was going to take you across the water, and that just might mean that you're going to cross over into a new season. But I really felt that the Lord wanted you to know that he is proud of you, that he is your cheerleader, and I saw him... I saw you running in a track, and the Lord was up in the stands, and he was standing up and applauding for you as you were running around the track. So I felt like you are a man, a marathon man, that you will continue to run the race and you will not quit. And I felt like the Lord said you might be just a mile away. You know how a marathon runner, that last mile is the toughest mile. And so he's going to give you strength to cross the finish line with victory. Okay.
Okay, we're going to take the next few minutes and just try to really do these fast, and then we'll have people come up who want ministry, personal one-minute words. Lady, I think you have a green mint shirt on and a black You wear glasses, brown short. Yes, yes, you. What's your name? Megan? Megan, I feel like you have some real creative gifts. Do you like to write? Are you a writer? Okay, I see a prophetic, like a creative, prophetic just inspired. The word prophecy or prophetic would be inspired. That you're a creative, that God inspires your writing, and it's creative because he makes it that way. The God, the all creator, is inspiring you in some writing. And I see that some of your writing is meant to be an exchange between you and the Lord. But also, too, you can hear God when you write for other people. And I think there's something that God wants to do to enhance your writing gift. And it's meant for others to enjoy as well. And I see you singing to the Lord. I see you singing with all of your heart, singing upward to him. And I think you've been in a waiting cycle. And I feel like the Lord wants you to know that he has been taking in every bit of worship, every bit of a heart passion that you have been giving him. There's been a ministry in the Lord that's been deliberately giving to him. Does this make sense to you? I see you doing this with passion. And the Lord is just like taking it in and taking it in. And I feel like the Lord is saying, "You're get ready, because he's getting ready to sing to you. And he's getting ready to make his love and his heart even clearer to you than before." I think there's been kind of a silent time you've been going through, waiting with God. Are you there? And he's just soaking it in. He waits for every moment when you want to do this in this exchange. But I feel like the Lord is just saying, get ready and expect it. Because he is, as I could just see him dancing with you and swirling you around. And I just see him speaking super private things into your ear. And I just see him kiss your face all over, okay? Kiss you with the kisses of his word. He loves you so much. And I just see like this real romantic thing between you and the Lord. How many of you know that's a good thing? Amen? Amen. Over there against the wall, next to the handle with the blue door. Yes, you just looked at it. Yeah, yeah. What's your name? No. There's. I'm sorry, I'm pointing farther back. Sorry about that. Is it Sam? Okay, Sam. I heard the Lord say that you're an encourager and that you have a real gift to be able to encourage others and to see the positive. And a world with so much negativity, with so much complaining, with so much fighting, I see you as a light and even as a spring for others to come and be refreshed by. I heard the Lord say, come and get closer. Because the world will suck you dry if you don't get refueled and refinished. It's like that living well, that well of living water that's within you, that's coming out. You are meant to be Jesus to a world, and you have been. But I feel that the Lord is saying to you that just like the lamp and the oil in your lamp will go dry if you don't make sure that you get with him. Because that complaint and that negativity and all that, it's like sand in your spiritual will to soak up that water. And I heard the Lord say that he's given you a freedom that others want. And that you're someone who is to help show others and maybe put into words how you instinctively know to behave and to think and to feel. That you've learned to enter a certain degree of rest of God, and it's a natural thing. And God wants you to help others. And I see you also, you have like a speaking gift. I feel like to teach and to counsel others. And God has been preparing you for a great work, but get into in the incubation room of intimacy and don't leave there. I feel like the Lord is saying, set the next 2 years to 3 years aside as much as you can in that place, because God is grooming you for something that you haven't even thought about or barely runs through your mind. It's an amazing thing. I just see you like a priest or a Levite, even in the holy place of God. So God bless you.
I had something for blessing. Blessing, I saw a picture of an apple tree. And it was like, as you can reach up and pluck an apple off an apple tree, I felt like the Lord was saying that he's given you faith to reach up into heaven and pluck out that which you desire. And I feel like that the Lord said, take what you want, take what you need. And that God has, he's given many things to you, and you can just reach up, grab it, ask for it from God. One other real quick one. Gentlemen, most of the way back, short hair, looks I can't see your shirt very good. Looks like a little beard, a little bit. Younger guy. Yep, you're looking around. Your name?
Yeah.
Garrett? Garrett, I felt like the Lord said that he's put a great passion within you, and that he's, I just felt like he said to watch what you connect to, watch what you put your passions to, because God's called you to be like fuel to things for his kingdom. It's like I see when you link up with a purpose, you're like the fuel that gets it done, that makes it go, that makes it happen. And so I just feel like God's going to show you the right things, the right people to connect to, so you can be that fuel for him to make things happen.
Very good. Young man with the Notre Dame jacket on right there with glasses. Yeah, what's your name? JD. JD, ever rollerblade? Do you ever rollerblade before? No? Well, I see pictures. I'm just going to say, I saw you on rollerblades. And you were kind of having a difficult time, and you were kind of awkward, and you were trying to go. All of a sudden, I saw the Lord come behind you, and he had his hand on your back and just began to accelerate, and you just began to go a little farther and began to go faster and faster. You're like, okay, Lord, you can slow down. But I just feel like, there's some things that you're in your life that you're not comfortable with, but I feel like there's an acceleration coming. I feel like the Lord is providing some wind there, and that he's bringing you into a place of acceleration. It's funny because you look back and you say, okay, Lord, you can stop now, and he wasn't there anymore. It's like he's gotten you on this place, and you're going off, and you're doing these things. And so I just sense that it has to do with your spiritual gifts, and that there's just been some that you haven't been able to quite figure out. But I feel like there's a wind coming behind you, and the Lord is going to bring some acceleration and some understanding. I feel like there's revelation and understanding coming that brings some wind to you and propels you forward in your spiritual gifts. Amen.
The gentleman on the end in the black shirt, you, yes, thank you. I saw you on one of those high-powered motorcycles. The kind that you lay down on, yeah, you know what I'm talking about? And the ones that rise up and do wheelies like that. And I felt like the Lord said you're fearless in the spirit, and that he's even going to give you strategies against the enemy. And I almost feel like God is going to impart a spirit of discernment. You're the kind of man that can talk to somebody for 5 minutes and read their heart. You know where they're coming from. And I felt like the Lord wants you to know that that was how you're wired for the ministry that he has for you going forward. I feel like you're going to go in some really dark, deep places, and you're going to need the discernment. But the Lord is going to give you an ability to sniff out evil, and you'll see it coming from afar, and you'll know how to pray and stand against it so it can do no harm, no harm. And the Lord wants you to know that you're a priest and king, and that God delights in you. He delights in you. And I see you on the couch watching cartoons with the Lord and walking on the beach with the Lord. And you're like buddy buddies, you know, you're just kind of buddy buddying up. And the Lord wants you to know that he delights in the time that you spend with him. And you really do carve out time. I mean, you do it on purpose. You carve out time for the Lord on purpose. And he's absolutely, he waits for you I just see him standing there waiting and can't wait for you to come and commune with him. So he wants to know how delighted that he is that you take the time to come and spend with him and just sit and listen. You know, you talk a little bit, but you listen more than you talk, and he loves that. So bless you in that.
Okay, you guys want to go on down, then we're going to do the... And if you guys got a... If any of you got a prophecy... As we were on stage, you can get your prophecy by going to the CD station out in the lobby and filling out a request form for a CD, and you can get your prophecy that way. But we're going to have the... you can move that stand there. We're going to have the prophecy team come up. And if you want personal prophecy, you can come up and get a prophetic word. This is a one-minute word, two-minute words, and the team knows that. And so we don't record for you your words. We have backup recorders for our own safety. You know, in case someone says, well, you told me that I should quit my job or sell my house or something like that. And And sometimes we hear, but we don't always fully hear what we think we hear, right? How many of you, you know what I mean? So anyway, I want to encourage you, you need your own recording device, and or you can bring something up and write it down. So I want to bless you and release you for those of you that want to go. And if you have conversations, things, if you want to kind of move them out of the room towards the hallway or to the lobby, that would be good, as we're going to be trying to minister up here. And as the volume gets louder, we'll have to speak louder, that kind of a thing. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for this night. We thank you for the encounter we had with you. Even as you showed up in a mighty way, and you spoke to our hearts, and you touched us, and you brought new freedom. I bless every person here, every family and relationship that's represented, every church, every region, every city, every ministry that's represented. We bless in the name of Jesus. We just call the kingdom in this room up to a higher place. Those who represent the Lord, those who are called to steward, each one, Lord, we call each one of us up to the kingdom level that you want us to be. I just bless everyone, and I just decree over every person a new and greater ability to hear, to perceive, and to understand the communications of God. And we just bless you in Jesus' name. All right, see you next time.